19, Oklahoma Government. Chapter Preview, Terms, Budget, Veto, Bill, Criminal Law, Civil Law, County Seat, Ad Valorem Taxes. People, Lieutenant Governor, Treasurer, Auditor and Inspector, Insurance Commissioner, Attorney General, Superintendent of Public Instruction, Commissioner of Labor. Oklahoma's state government is much like the federal government. That is, it has three branches, executive, legislative, and judicial. In many ways, the responsibilities of each branch are similar to those within the federal government. The executive branch enforces laws, the legislative branch enacts laws, and the judicial branch interprets law. Oklahoma's state and local governments provide numerous services and employment opportunities for Oklahoma citizens. Section 1, State Government. As you read, look for the structure of each branch of government, the responsibilities of each branch of government, how a bill becomes law, and vocabulary terms, budget, veto, bill, criminal law, and civil law. Oklahoma officially became the 46th state in the United States on November 16, 1907, making it one of the youngest states in the Union. The state still operates under the original Constitution adopted at statehood with over 175 amendments. It remains one of the longest state constitutions and includes provisions for initiatives and referendums similar to other western states. Oklahoma's constitution and government were shaped by the progressive movement of the early 20th century. The Oklahoma Constitution states that all political power in the state is, quote, inherent in the people, and government is instituted for their protection, security, and benefit, and to promote their general welfare, and they have the right to alter or reform the same whenever the public good may require it, provided such change be not repugnant to the Constitution of the United States. End quote. Executive Branch. Oklahoma's executive branch consists of the following state officials: Governor, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, State Auditor and Inspector, Attorney General, State Treasurer, Superintendent of Public Instruction, Commissioner of Labor, Commissioner of Insurance, and any others provided by law. Each of these officials, except for the Secretary of State, is elected by popular vote and serves a four-year term. The Secretary of State, however, is appointed by the Governor, with the consent of the State Senate, for a term of 4 years running consecutively with the Governor's term. The responsibility of each official is outlined in the Oklahoma Constitution. Persons who are 31 years of age or older and who have been voting citizens in Oklahoma for at least 10 years are eligible to hold office in the executive branch. Elected officials assume office the second Monday of January following the November election. Elected officials in the executive branch may succeed themselves in office. However, no person can be elected governor for more than 2 consecutive terms. Members of the governor's cabinet include the Secretaries of State, Finance, Energy, Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Commerce, Education, Environment, Health and Human Services, Military, Safety and Security, Science and Technology, Transportation, and Human Resources and Administration, as well as the Chief Information Officer. Governor. Oklahoma's governor serves as the chief executive of the state. At the beginning of each legislative session, the governor presents the budget recommendations and reports on the overall condition of the state. A budget is a plan for receiving and spending money. The Oklahoma Constitution calls for the governor to faithfully execute all business of the state with other states and the federal government. The Constitution also designates the governor as the commander-in-chief of the state militia, which may be used to protect the public health and safety of the state's citizens. The governor is also part of the lawmaking process. Every bill passed by the legislature during the regular session and prior to adjournment must be presented to the governor before it becomes law. The governor can either sign the bill into law or veto it, not approve or sign into law. Any bill that is vetoed is returned to the legislature, which can override the governor's veto by a two-thirds vote to make it law. In addition, the governor has legal powers related to convicted criminals. The State Pardon and Parole Board makes recommendations to the governor on commutations, pardons, and paroles for all offenses except impeachment. It is then the governor's responsibility to either accept or reject those recommendations. Should any state office become vacant, the governor appoints someone to fill the vacancy until a successor can be duly elected by the people. Some appointments require the advice and consent of the Oklahoma Senate, while others do not. The governor also has many informal powers, such as making appointments to the various boards and executive offices within the Oklahoma government. Oklahoma currently has approximately 150 boards and councils serving advisory and statutory roles. Lieutenant Governor. The position of the Lieutenant Governor in Oklahoma is similar to that of the Vice President of the United States, serving in place of the governor when the chief executive leaves the state, becomes incapacitated, or resigns. Oklahoma's Lieutenant Governor also serves as the President of the Oklahoma State Senate, casting a vote in the event of a tie and presiding over joint sessions of the legislature, and the Lieutenant Governor presides over, or is a member of, 10 state boards and commissions. Unlike the President and Vice President of the United States, the Governor and Lieutenant Governor are elected on separate ballots and conduct individual campaigns. This means that the governor and the lieutenant governor may be members of opposite parties. Other elected officials. The Oklahoma State Treasurer ensures that all the public's money is properly accounted for once it has been collected or distributed. The State Treasurer's office receives approximately $9 billion each year, including state tax revenues such as income taxes, federal funds, such as matching funds for highway construction, and other tax revenues, such as the motor fuel tax. The treasurer distributes state funds and invests money that is not immediately needed to fund government operations. The state auditor and inspector reviews Oklahoma's government activities to ensure they are operated effectively, efficiently, and legally. The overall mission of this state official is to provide independent, unbiased, and accurate oversight for state and local government bodies. The Insurance Commissioner directs the Oklahoma Insurance Department, which is responsible for providing Oklahomans with service, protection, education, and oversight in insurance and related industries. The Commissioner's office enforces the state's insurance laws and regulations, issues insurance licenses, and handles consumer complaints and inquiries. The Attorney General represents the legal interest of the state and is the state's chief legal officer. The Attorney General is also involved with consumer protection, environmental protection, fraud, intentional deception, and public utility regulation. The Superintendent of Public Instruction oversees the Oklahoma State Department of Education, whose mission is, quote, to improve student success through service to schools, parents, and students, leadership for education reform, and regulation/deregulation of state and federal laws to provide accountability while removing any barriers to student success, end quote. The Commissioner of Labor is responsible for the enforcement of those labor laws that promote fairness and equity in the workforce, including state wage laws, workers' compensation, state, OSHA laws for public employers, asbestos compliance, and child labor laws. Three individuals serve as commissioners at the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. Their primary responsibility is to regulate public utilities, except those under municipal or federal jurisdiction or exempt from regulation, oil and gas drilling, production, and environmental protection, the safety aspects of motor carrier, rail, and pipeline transportation, and the environmental integrity of petroleum storage tank systems. Legislative Branch. The Oklahoma Constitution gives the state's lawmaking power to the state legislature. The legislature is bicameral and has a Senate and a House of Representatives. Currently, there are 101 members of the House and 48 members of the Senate. Members of the House of Representatives must be 21 years of age, and senators must be 25 years of age before taking office. During their terms of office, legislators must reside in and be eligible to vote in their legislative districts. The legislature meets annually starting at noon on the first Monday in February. It must be finished by 5 p.m. on the last Friday in May each year. In odd-numbered years, the regular session also includes one day in January, the first Tuesday following the first Monday. Extraordinary or special sessions may be called by the governor or the legislature throughout the remainder of the year. Each house of the legislature is organized independently. Members of the Senate serve staggered 4-year terms, while members of the House of Representatives serve 2-year terms and are elected every even-numbered year. By law, the Lieutenant Governor is President of the Senate, but that role is limited to presiding over special sessions or breaking tie votes. The President Pro Tem of the Senate is elected by members of the majority party and sets the agenda for the Senate. The Speaker of the House is elected by the members of the majority party and sets the agenda for the House of Representatives. How a bill becomes law. Both the Senate and the House consider 4 types of legislation. Bills, proposed laws, that can become law if passed by both houses and signed by the governor. Joint resolutions, which have the force and effect of law when they are passed by both houses, but which may not become part of the statute's laws. Concurrent resolutions, which indicate the will of both houses, and simple resolutions that show the will of the House of origin. Only members of the Senate or the House can introduce legislation during the legislative session. Let's suppose that a bill is first introduced by being read in the House of Representatives, called the first reading. The following day, it is assigned to a committee in the House, second reading. After the assigned committee studies the bill is printed with any committee changes and then returned to the full membership of the House, third reading. If the bill is passed by the House, it is then reprinted with any changes and sent to the Senate, where the same process is repeated. Any amendments made by the Senate are considered, and if those changes are agreed to by the House of Representatives, the bill is printed in its final form and voted on again, fourth reading. If the bill is approved by both houses, it is sent to the governor to sign into law. If the two houses cannot agree on proposed changes, legislation is sent to a conference committee, which consists of members from both the House and the Senate. It then goes back to both houses for a vote and to the governor. Bills can be carried over between regular sessions of the legislature. In other words, bills introduced in the odd-numbered years can generally be considered in the following session. However, all bills not passed in that second session die. To be considered, they must be reintroduced in the next legislative session. Legislative committees. Much of the work of the legislature is completed by the various committees. Like Congress, members of the Oklahoma House and Senate serve on several committees which review bills originating there. About 3,000 bills are introduced each legislative session, and the committee structure makes it more efficient for legislators to discuss individual bills. Many of the committees, called standing committees, are permanent, lasting from one session to the next. The Senate has 18 standing committees, and the House has 25 standing committees. Some examples of standing committees include appropriations, education, agriculture and rural development, and transportation. Other committees are established for special tasks and last only as long as they are needed. These include the Conference Committee, which is appointed when the House and the Senate pass different versions of the same bill. Members of the Conference Committee work together to reach consensus on the differences and draft one final bill that is satisfactory to both houses. A Joint Committee is made up of members from both houses who work cooperatively on an assigned topic or issue. Judicial Branch. The justice system of every state revolves around its court system. In Oklahoma, this system is made up of the Supreme Court, the Court of Criminal Appeals, the Court of Civil Appeals, and the District Courts. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has 9 justices, the Court of Criminal Appeals has 5 judges, and the Court of Civil Appeals has 12 judges. Members of these courts are appointed by the governor from a list of 3 names selected by the Oklahoma Judicial Nominating Committee. Oklahoma has 26 judicial districts, and district court judges are elected by local voters in each district. Unlike most states, Oklahoma has 2 courts that make the final determination in cases, meaning they are the courts of last resort. The Oklahoma Supreme Court hears civil cases, and the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals hears criminal cases. Civil and criminal law. Criminal law cases involve investigating crimes, prosecuting defendants, and holding perpetrators accountable for their actions. Persons found guilty of criminal offenses usually receive jail or probationary sentences. Common criminal law issues include driving under the influence, robberies at gunpoint, homicide, and rape. Civil law cases generally involve situations where people have been harmed and some kind of financial award can help resolve the problem. Examples of civil law cases include divorce, disputes over property ownership, and disagreements over the terms of contracts. The Oklahoma Supreme Court interprets both the state and federal constitutions when making a decision on civil matters. It is the final determination when the question relates only to state law, and its opinion cannot be overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. In criminal cases, the Court of Criminal Appeals makes the final determination. When there is a question about the jurisdiction of the two courts, the state Supreme Court determines which court will hear the case. Its decision is final and cannot be appealed. To appeal means to take a case to a higher court for rehearing. Court responsibilities. In addition, the Oklahoma Supreme Court oversees the state's entire judicial system. It administers the oath of office to public officials, establishes operational rules for all other courts in the state, governs the money of all attorneys, and disciplines members of the judiciary when necessary. One of the most important tasks of the Oklahoma Supreme Court is working with the federal judicial system to answer questions raised in federal court cases for which there is no Oklahoma law. Because of the number of tribal jurisdictions in Oklahoma, justices also participate in the 10th Circuit Task Force on Federal, State, and Tribal Relations, which involves state, tribal, and federal judges addressing legal issues related to Native Americans. The Oklahoma Supreme Court also has a commitment to educating people about issues related to the law and the judicial system, and to providing continuing educational opportunities for judges and attorneys. As a result, the Oklahoma Supreme Court collaborates with the Oklahoma Indian Affairs Commission to sponsor an annual Sovereignty Symposium on historical and contemporary legal issues facing tribal, state, and federal governments. The symposium, a conference to discuss a specific topic, is recognized as the premier conference in the United States on Indian law. Justices on the Oklahoma Supreme Court are selected from each of the 9 judicial districts in the state. A justice must be at least 30 years of age, be a qualified voter in his or her home district for at least 1 year prior to appointment, and be a licensed practicing attorney or judge for 5 years before the appointment. Justices must maintain their status as licensed attorneys while holding office. Justices are named for a 6-year term and may be reelected to additional terms by Oklahoma voters through a retention ballot process. The retention ballot appears on general election ballots and is a nonpartisan, non-competitive election process. Voters have the option to retain or not retain the justice. If a justice resigns or dies during a term, the governor appoints someone to fill the vacancy from that Supreme Court judicial district. Newly appointed justices who serve more than 1 year must stand for retention at the next regular general election. The Court of Civil Appeals hears the majority of civil cases in Oklahoma. The court has 4 divisions, and each division has 3 judges. 2 divisions of the court are located in Oklahoma City, and 2 are located in Tulsa. Their opinions are released by either the Court of Civil Appeals or the Supreme Court. Those released and published by the Supreme Court have precedential value, meaning that it sets a new example or rule of law that should be followed in similar cases. The first contact most Oklahomans have with the state's judicial branch is through the district courts. The district court system replaced the old county court system and was designed to be more efficient. District court judges preside over both criminal and civil matters, hearing everything from murders and rape to divorce and will probate cases. Appeals from district courts are heard at the state level by either the Oklahoma Supreme Court or the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals. Oklahoma is currently divided into 26 judicial districts, and most districts include at least 2 counties. Each district is assigned an appropriate number of judges based on population and caseload. Although counties may share a district judge, each county has its own associate district judge, and about half of the counties have at least 1 special judge. District and associate judges are elected on a nonpartisan basis for a 4-year term. State statutes detail where judges must live to qualify for the offices, and all judges must be registered voters and residents of the appropriate county for at least 6 months before filing for office. Judges must also be active practicing attorneys in Oklahoma to run for office. Members of the judiciary and their staff are required to comply with very strict rules of ethical conduct called the Code of Judicial Conduct. As a result, judicial officers are expected to maintain a high level of integrity and independence in their actions. For example, no justice or judge can participate in political activities, hold offices in political organizations, support political candidates, or make contributions to political campaigns. It's your turn. Number 1. How long is the governor's elected term of office? Number 2. What is a budget? Number 3. What are the 2 parts of the legislative branch? Number 4. What are the courts of last resort in Oklahoma?